Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We understand the pain when you go out with somebody, you feel like everything is good, and then just never hear from them again. It's our God Ghosted segment. We're here to help. Waiting by the phone, Alex and Sarah. Say hi to Karen.
Karen!
Hey!
Hi.
Karen!
Oh, man.
Hey!
Hey, not all Karens are Karens.
Right?
And hopefully this
please,
Karen is not a Karen.
Spread the word.
All right. So what happened with Brett?
Well, you know what? I'm so tired of spending the night with guys and then them not calling. And Brett is the same way. He calls me like every 2 weeks. And, you know, it's probably my fault. I fall for it every time. And he'll say like, oh, he's just busy, you know, and then he'll take me out. And I totally like it really feels like he was just busy. You know what I mean? And he'll like whine and dine me and all that. And then I'll go back to his place and then he ghosts me. So this time it's actually been over 3 weeks and I haven't heard anything. I'm fed up and I'm wondering what the heck's going on.
Let's call him.
Hello?
Hello, Brett?
Yeah.
I don't know why. I knew we were calling you, but you totally took me off guard.
Totally. His voice threw me off. It's just so high. Like, usually early this early, it's like, hello.
Hey, don't hang up. We're Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We're calling you for the morning show on Mix 94.7 for our segment called Waiting by the Phone. Also want you to say hi to Karen. We have her on the line as well. Now, we're not calling for any other reason but just to help Karen get some closure. She said that you guys have been talking, and then you disappear, and then you come back. And then you disappear, and that's what we do on this segment. We try to get to the bottom of it. So, how you doing?
Hi, Karen. I'm good.
Hey.
Brett, Karen just really wants to know the answer to the question of, like, what did she do that makes you vanish?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
You know, I got her back to my place, and, you know, things, they were good, but I have security cameras at my place. So I looked at the cameras in the morning. I noticed that she had gotten up and was roaming around my house, which is that's cool, you know. And I see her on the cameras. She made a sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, she didn't eat much on the date, which I was like, she's probably hungry, which is cool. Hey, make me a sandwich. Go ahead, girl.
Oh, man.
You know, that didn't creep me out, but check this out. Once she finished the sandwich, she started going through, like, my drawers and stuff. And that's when I was like, oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah. All right. Stand by for a second.
Yeah.
Karen, that's a big no-no, girl.
Look at her laughing.
Is that true?
Okay. Look, I'm not going to deny it. But, like, it's not that big of a deal. Everybody does that. Like,
yep.
Like, you've never snooped in someone's house. Come on.
Yep, everybody does it.
Wait, hold on. No, ma'am. Not everybody does it.
Yes, sir.
I know that you disagree, Sarah, because you came over to my house one time and crept in every single drawer and cabinet, so I know you do it.
Yeah.
That's
but to
different.
Me, it's one of the most disrespectful things that you can do at someone's house is to go snooping through their stuff.
That you've been over at a girl's house in the bathroom, door closed, and you haven't opened up a medicine cabinet or a drawer.
Yeah, Brett, I mean, okay, but I'm not going through all their stuff. Yes, I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say that maybe I had opened a drawer or two.
Come on. Everybody just, like, does a little peek. You're just researching. That's all you're doing. You're just researching. Yes. Due diligence.
No. I mean, the little drawers and this and that is fine. But Karen, you were going through my mail.
Karen?
Anything?
Just flipping through.
Just flipping through.
Just seeing what you got. Just looking for some good coupons.
Wait, hold on. Brett, if this bothered you so much, and understandably so, why didn't you say something to her in the morning?
Look, I don't like drama. And this is immediately going to cause drama. And I didn't want to embarrass her. I'm just like, all right, you know, I'm done with her. That's it. And no drama. Goodbye. That's it.
I really don't think it's that big of a deal.
Here's the thing. You're in the middle of the night. You make a sandwich. You're just chilling. You just stop and look at your sandwich. I mean, you get bored and you just look around and start just looking at the stuff.
Both of y'all need to zip it right now. There is no excuse to go snooping in someone's house. It's not cool.
Turn on the TV or something. What are you doing going through my mail?
I'll tell you, you find out who the real person is when you do that. Like, I once was dating this girl, and I went to the bathroom, her apartment, and I was in her bathroom, and I opened back her shower curtain, just look inside, and the shower floor was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my life, and I could never look at her feet the same again.
I can understand that. And Sarah, it doesn't surprise me because I know her history, but you, Alex, just to say that it's okay to go snooping through someone's home is a little surprising.
Well, snooping in certain things, like the kitchen area, is fine. You don't hide stuff in the kitchen drawers and all that, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Same thing with mail. And by the way, who gets mail anymore?
All of us.
Every day.
I get junk all the time, never good stuff.
All right. So, Brett, are you saying that you don't think there's any reconciliation possible here?
No, not a chance.
No.
Damn, that's cold. Not a chance. You can just say no.
Well, Karen, don't listen to Sarah. I agree. Snooping, not
really
a good idea.
Here.
Come on now. If she's going through my mail, what else is she going to go through? Get it through your head.
I think, Brett, you're going to be single forever if you have a problem with it. Everybody does it.
Okay. Learned here is just look for security cameras.
Seriously, next time notice for that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.